get into the controversial stuff.
Now we'll get into the good stuff.
Gentlemen, again, we have four items of old business. First one being conditional use number 1665. The application of LT Associates LLC to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a professional medical office complex to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 20,433 acres more or less, lying east of Warrington Road, also known as Route 275, 200 feet southeast of Route 24. Last week we sent out a copy of the report for these old business items in reference to this application. Public hearing was held on August 10th of 2006, where action was deferred to allow Mr. Johnson, who was absent, if he wanted to review the record so he could participate in the vote. On August 24th of 2006, the commission discussed the application of the old business. Mr. Johnson stated he was not present during public hearing, but he did listen to the tape recording, reviewed the file, and reviewed the site. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1665, the application of LT Associates LLC for a medical office complex based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this project is directly adjacent to the BB Medical Complex, which is currently under expansion. Two, the close proximity to the BB Medical Complex will benefit the health, safety, and welfare of the Sussex County residents by providing accessible medical services. Three, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. And four, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, water shall be provided by a public central water system. Two, the project shall be served as part of the Sussex County West Rehoboth Sewer District in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Department standards. Three, the project is to be developed in phases. Phase one shall be limited to 81,700 square feet of office space based upon their current limited sewer capacity as outlined by the County Engineering Department. Any additional phases or expansion beyond 81,700 square feet of office space is subject to public hearings and subsequent approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. Four, site plan for review for each phase of development shall be subject to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Five, construction site work grading and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on off or to the property shall only occur between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Six, the offices shall be limited to professional medical care or other services incidental to such a use. The offices may be used by other professional services such as law, accounting, and engineering. Seven, parking shall be located to the rear of the buildings. Eight, a landscape berm shall be provided along the southeasterly boundary and shall be shown on the final site plan. And nine, the site plan shall be subject to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions and stipulations stated, and that motion carried 5-0. And that's all I have, gentlemen.
That number three, is that basically saying the use is being approved, but the only phase one of the proposed development?
That's the way it reads.
And that must.
And I think the public hearing question is up to whether council, whether it be necessary or whether it just be subject to the approval of the engineering department. Really.
Once capacity becomes available.
And that may be the way it should be worded.
So if capacity later becomes available, is there any need to go back to a public hearing?
No, based on what was applied for, the applicant applied for more than 81,700 and acknowledged that they were aware that they couldn't build any more than 81,700.
Sir.
But it would be subject because of the capacity for sewer.
What's your recommendation as to how that second sentence would read? subject to certification of the engineer?
Yeah, rather, I mean, it's up to council whether you feel it's necessary to come back to public hearing, and if not, then it should be just referencing the county engineering.
But once the use is approved, I don't see any need.
Why don't we just strike the word public hearing and then just say that to go on, that it has to come back for approval from Planning and Zoning Commission, then the Planning and Zoning Commission would get recommendations from the engineering department whether it's feasible, because part of the problem is there's a deficient lines on Route 1, and anything exceeding will, you know, have a problem, and they haven't got this study going on, which isn't done yet, so they can't tell them what the remedy would be. So why don't we just strike public hearing, and then the commission can make the approval?
Well, I don't disagree with you, Mr. Cole, but I would just word it as any expansion or phases beyond 81,700 square feet of office space is subject to the county engineering department and subsequent approval by the commission.
Okay, you add them in there, then that'd be fine.
I would put that in.
That's basically what the minutes say.
Because they gotta go to engineering first before they come back for the final.
Strike the word public hearing and add
county engineering department.
Right, that'd be fine. I just think that we don't need.
I think that was the real intent.
Subject to approval of the county engineering.
But it needs to clearly be stated that there's a problem once you exceed 81,000 square feet.
You are what you are.
But it just says, it also says, Mr. Jones, the North Coastal Planning Study will identify the necessary upgrades. That's not done yet. So they don't know what the upgrades are. So the wording needs to be in there to clearly state the process. And just take out public hearing, and I think what Lawrence said will solve all the problems.
I think we've got that, yep.
So that would read any additional phases or expansion beyond 81,700 square feet of office space is subject to approval of the county engineering department and subsequent approval by the commission.
I got another issue. Is in that first one, is a private utility a public utility? Should that be provided by a private?
It's actually a private company, but approved by the Public Service Commission.
I know it's approved, it shouldn't probably state public, as public is not Tidewater.
What number is that?
Number one. I mean, it just says provided by a public central water system, and that usually means like a county or a municipal entity.
Strike public.
I'm just saying by a private.
Make you read a central water system.
We could even do that, but.
We know the county's not there.
Right, Tidewater is not public.
Okay.
It may be controlled by the commission, but it's not.
Public Service Commission had to authorize.
It's owned by Middlesex Water Company in New Jersey.
Right.
Wherever, right.
Anything else? Mr. Lang, anything else?
No, sir.
Done? Be done?
Yeah, we're done. Let's go.
Mr. Griffin, read the title.
The title is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a professional medical office complex to be located in certain parcel of land lying in being Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 20.433 acres, more or less.
Dumb.
I make a motion to approve series 1665 with the non.
Second. Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes, to approve conditional use number 1665 LT Associates LLC with 9 conditions and 2 amendments. Question to Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Please state your reasons, folks.
The conditions, I believe, will safeguard the integrity of the sewer system and allow the applicant to proceed with the development.
Big words. Mr. Cole votes yes. Mr. Phillips.
Based on the record recommendation, Planning and Zoning as adjusted by County Council, I vote yes.
Mr. Phillips votes yes. Mr. Jones?
My vote is yes. All conditions.
Jones votes yes. Mr. Dukes?
Yes, for the amended conditions, which we just amended.
My vote would be yes with the 9 conditions and 2 amendments. Motion passed.
Second item is conditional use number 1677, the application of Tidewater Utilities Incorporated to to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 RPC agriculture residential district, residential planned community, for a regional water distribution facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1,800ths of an acre more or less, lying west of Road 346B, approximately 4,400 feet north of Route 346. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on August 24th of 2006 and deferred action. On September 14th of 2006, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1677 for Tidewater Utilities for a regional water distribution facility based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, this project benefits the health, safety, and welfare of the residents of the area. Two, the regional water distribution facility will provide for water supply to current and future area residents. Three, fire protection capabilities will be further enhanced to the area. Four, the project will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Five, water utility operations like those of this in this project are subject to substantial regulation by the Public Service Commission, DENREC, Public Health, State Fire Marshal, and others. Six, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following. One, this conditional use shall be for 5 years. As stated by the applicant, the use is temporary. The regional water distribution facility shall occupy the same ground location and approximate area as originally approved water supply facility of Ellis Point. This regional water distribution facility shall be designed to be dismantled once a permanent off-site regional water distribution facility is constructed along White's Neck Road. Once dismantled, the disturbed area shall be reforested with native species. Two, a landscape buffer shall be established and maintained to shield the regional water distribution facility from neighbor views. The landscape plan to be shown on the final site plan. Three, the maximum capacity of the two tanks shall not exceed 30,000 gallons for each tank. Four, the maximum height of the two tanks shall be 12 feet, again for each tank. Five, the lighting at the regional water distribution facility shall be limited to normal security lights, which shall be shielded from neighbors and roads. Six, the two tanks shall be painted neutral green and lettering shall be limited to identification of the water company, being Tidewater Utilities Incorporated only. Seven, the regional water distribution facility shall be surrounded by a security fence at least 8 feet in height. Eight, structural design and operations of the regional water distribution facility shall comply at a minimum with industry standards such as the American Water Works Association. And nine, the site plan shall be subject to review and approval by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0.
Questions, Mr. Lang?
At the hearing, Mr. Lang, was this the one where there was someone there who wanted cypress trees planted along?
Yes, there was. There was one neighbor immediately adjacent. I think he was the only neighbor that actually lived next to the site.
He went something along the west
and
side of.
That was a reason for the native species and also the landscape buffer requirement. Yeah, and he either asked for either or fence or Leland Cypress.
This number two, I thought his comment was along the west side of County Road 346. Number two, does it say where the landscape buffer has to be? Do we need to be?
That would be a landscape buffer. Typically on these type projects, they have a landscape design for the whole facility.
Okay.
And it could be along the front, and it would and the commission won't forget that it was the neighbor that expressed the concern.
Will it be along all four boundaries?
Most likely, except the entryway. It's very small. It's only 1,800ths of an acre. It's a very small portion.
Okay, right. Fairly small.
And it's actually, there's already a water distribution facility there to serve Ellis Point. This was an expansion to serve four or five other projects.
Okay, gentlemen.
You can't cover much. It won't, yeah.
Let's go. Great time, ready.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land at an AR1 agricultural residential district, residential plan community for a regional water distribution facility to be located on a certain parcel lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 0.18 acres, more or less.
I'll make a motion we approve CU 1677 with the 9 conditions as printed.
Second. Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes to approve conditional use number 1677, Tidewater Utilities Incorporated with, what did you say, Mr. Jones?
Beg your pardon?
Conditions, any conditions?
Aye.
Questions? Mr. Cole.
I'm going to vote no because I'm going to base my comments on the county engineering department. We've heard a lot about them today, but they have the problem, and here's how it reads from the minutes of Mr. Lang. The engineering department has no objection to the operation of the existing wastewater treatment plant continuing to serve service the bayfront development. That it is proposed to use the wastewater treatment facility as a regional facility to serve other communities within the proposed Angola Sanitary Sewer District, i.e. Sussex County Central Sewer Service.
That's
the wrong project.
Another project.
I'm sorry.
This one's in Baltimore.
No, okay, we're on the way. Okay.
Dallas Point.
All right, I'm sorry. Yes, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Cole votes yes.
I'm moving along, I'm sorry.
Mr. Phillips.
Mr.
Phillips votes yes.
I'm ahead of myself.
Mr. Phillips votes yes. Mr. Jones.
My vote is yes also with 9 stipulations and findings of the P&Z. Thank you.
Mr. Dukes.
I agree with planning zoning's findings and the 9 stipulation. My vote yes.
Based on recommendation of P&Z and the 9 stipulations, I vote yes. Motion passed.
Next item is conditional use